big production coming up this weekend at the Dakota Theater and next weekend. So we have the director and a choreographer of Mamma Mia. Here's Angela Larson, who normally when we talk, it's high school stuff. I thought you'd be taking a break after school's over. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I know. It's all in good fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I am still with some of my high school kids, you know, so it's a good time.
That's a lot of work, isn't it, being a director?
Well, I'm doing the music directing. I'm not the director.
Okay. Well, who is the director?
Alita Eastman.
All right.
She's a graduate of Montmartre. Mm-hmm. So you may have seen her on stage.
Yeah, she's been on the show a few times with some theater stuff. Yeah. So good. This is a big deal, Mamma Mia, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people know the music or are familiar with the storyline. It's full of lots of ABBA songs.
Have you seen a live performance of it before?
I have, yeah, at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater up by Minneapolis.
Yeah. 4 stars, 5 stars, more stars?
Oh, I mean, I think it's 5 star. It's all good music and a fun storyline, so.
And you brought along a friend. I'm going to have you introduce Peyton.
Sure. It's kind of funny because she's actually a former student of mine, Peyton Stephenson, and she's doing the choreography for us, and it's been really fun to go from her teacher to her colleague.
Hi, Peyton.
Hello.
Nice to meet you. What year did you graduate high school?
I graduated in 2020.
All right. So it's been a half decade. What have you been up to?
I've actually been living in New York. I went to school at the American Musical and Dramatic Academy, where I learned not only further dance and acting techniques, but I also am a choreographer now professionally.
I've always thought Yankton and New York are so similar, aren't they?
Oh, very, very.
Well, I've been there a few times. What was really cool about living in New York, do you think?
I loved the people. I loved the culture being there. It's always go, go, go. There's a lot to see, a lot to do all the time. It was a great place to go to college, for sure.
And did you go to Broadway shows and enjoy that just scene that they have going on out there?
Oh, absolutely. Moving out there in the middle of the pandemic, I actually got to see the city kind of come back to life. So it went from, you know, sitting outdoors at restaurants to being in packed Broadway houses. I was in the first Broadway show back from the pandemic, the first showing of any Broadway show. So it was really fun to be there for that.
Nice. And you're doing some gymnastics work here in Yankton and helping out with stuff like this. Are you having a good time?
I am having a great time. I'm not only doing coaching gymnastics and doing the choreography for the show, but I'm also choreographing. I have my own business, Peyton Stephenson Coaching and Choreography, and I get to do a lot of that as well while I'm here.
Good. Well, we're glad to have you here today for sure. Angela, I think everybody knows the ABBA music. Can you explain the story of Mamma Mia, what happens in this production?
Yes, and I'll try not to give it away in case there's people who don't know the story. But
I don't know the story.
Okay, so it starts off, there's a teen lady who's going to be getting married, and she does not know who her father is, and she would really love for her father to be at the wedding. She comes across her mother's diary to discover there are 3 possibilities. So she invites all 3 of these potential fathers to the wedding. But when she invites them, she is posing as her mother. So they think the mother has invited them back to this destination.
Sounds funny.
Yeah. And so they all show up and it's awkward. And it's about this lead up to this potential wedding.
All right. Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
And it opens this weekend. Are things in line to be ready to open on Friday night?
Absolutely. And just so everyone knows, with the construction, you're able to enter through the front doors. They're going to open up the front doors as well as that sidewalk in front of the theater. And yeah, they can find tickets online at the Dakota Theater website. And also they can call and email the theater with any questions.
Peyton, are you in this production as well as doing choreography?
I am. Yes, I've been working double time. So I've been on stage during my numbers and during these tech rehearsals. I've been running out to the audience to make sure that everything else is in order.
And who are you in the production?
I am part of the teen ensemble. So we have a group of teenagers that are all involved and they're all partner dancing, and we're getting really technical with all of that. So it's really exciting to
Angela,
be in both parts.
I would imagine with what Peyton has seen in New York and what you know she's capable of, what an addition to this production.
Yeah, and we have really strong people in the show. For instance, the lead, the mother, is Jamie Ness. A lot of people will know her and the name, and she's doing wonderful. And then the guys playing the dads are all Yankton people that you'll probably recognize if you come to other shows, like Jim Remler's in it and Walker Hunoff and Owen Phillips. And it's just a really great cast. solid. The adults especially, they've been off book now for quite some time. So it's quite impressive. The teens have had to work hard to keep up with the adults.
This has the potential to be one of the best performances ever at Dakota Theater.
Ever.
Ever.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't want to oversell it. I didn't want to underplay it. I was kind of being careful.
No, I mean, this should be a great time. And the audience should be prepared to potentially dance and sing along. And they can dress up. And it's like a big party.
Peyton, what do you think people will enjoy about Mamma Mia?
They'll enjoy how much they're included in the story. As a choreographer, I love to include the audience and give them little tidbits to participate in. So don't let that scare you away. It'll be really fun. It's completely optional, but we'd love to have you there. Dress on up, come on out, and we'll have a great time.
Peyton, let me give you just a minute to explain more about what you're doing now in your business and what you want people to know about it.
Oh, well, with my business, I am a choreographer. So I do cheer, dance, gymnastics, choreography for high schools, as well as competitive dance and cheer. And if they want to learn more, they can go to my Instagram at Peyton Stephenson, or they can go to my website, PeytonStephenson.com.
Well, I'm sure glad that you're involved with this. I think it's going to just make it that much better in knowing Angela and what she normally produces. I'm expecting big things, okay?
Ooh, pressure's on. Yeah.
It'll be great.
Thanks for coming in today. And Angela, just again, a reminder on the performances, the times, and it starts this weekend, I know.
Right, yes. So it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And the Friday and Saturday are 7:30.
Yep, in the evening. And Sunday's 2 p.m. And then the following weekend, 27, 28, 7:30 shows. And then the 29th, your last chance is at 2 p.m. Tickets are $20 for adults, $10 for students, ages 4 and under are free. You know, it's not a bad idea to go and get them online now ahead because, you know, when it's hot, you don't want to be standing in line. And if it goes out the door and outside, I mean, that's not fun. So I encourage you to get them ahead of time. They are selling fast. I don't think we're sold out by any means, but I mean, potentially it could happen.
Well, Peyton, we should just do like out in New York, like a 13-week run. You up for that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. Pleasure to meet you. Angela, always good to see you. Have a good last few days up until opening night, and best wishes.
Thank you.
Thank you.